The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. And of course, as promised, we have Bob Greska, who's the CEO and founder of Greska Carbon 60. He got a Bachelor of Science degree in Mechanical Engineering from Southeastern Massachusetts University, ranked number 2 after MIT, now called UMass, for those of you who know it, but way back in 1978. And, of course, his studies were focused on material science, specifically carbon. And, of course, he mentored under his lifelong friend, the developer of fiber optics. He joined Lockheed Missile and Space in Sunnyvale, California in 1978. After 1 year as a material specialist with carbon fiber reinforced plastics, he was appointed as a process engineer to oversee the fabrication of the ceramic billets used for Space Shuttle Columbia's reentry heat shield tiles. I mean, I'm looking at a huge amount of accomplishments here on my show notes. Bob Greska, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. It's glad to be here. I appreciate that.
I have a little bottle right here for those of you watching us streaming here of Carbon 60. This is Bob Greska's formula, and I'm showing you right now what a vial of it looks like. It's black, but I'm telling you something right now. I'm smelling it, and there's hardly any smell at all, and you can't really taste anything. For those of you that have ever sprayed any of that, you know, liquid gunk on things to try to loosen them up, you notice it has kind of a that kind of a feel to it. You rub your fingers together and you feel just like a little softening of the cuts down on the friction. I noticed that the first time, Bob, that I got this formula and I was messing with it and got a drop on my finger. And you could actually take this thing topically and it absorbs into the skin, which I found quite interesting.
Yeah, we have people putting it on topically. It's not only an oral supplement, which is a daily supplement. And you can put it on topically over like a muscle or a joint or even an organ. It'll penetrate and get to an organ within 5 minutes. We have documented proof of that. So it works very quickly. Yeah.
Now, see, you have to understand something, folks. Here we have an engineer that's figured out what Carbon 60 is all about. We have an introductory price, as a matter of fact, and it's now available. It's a 45-day supply, comes in a 30-mil, one fluid ounce bottle. It is not hard to believe that something like this, here's something you got to understand. We've done a lot of research before we brought this into the fold. This product is impurity-free, gluten-free, non-GMO, and only 100% solvent-free Carbon 60 product in the world. The only. Now, why is that? What these other C60 formulas that are out there, explain the difference, you know, because people don't understand. When you say solvent-free, it's like, wait a minute. What are you talking about, Bob?
Well, these other companies out there, you know, Carbon 60 was an industrial lubricant and it was used in solar cells. And so the method of produce it, they used they burn carbon rods like an arc welder. And so when they make that soot that's produced from the old limelight, remember those? I don't know if those people that are older out there, they use carbon rods on the limelights and it produces a soot, but 10% of that soot is carbon. And so they put it into a solvent known as toluene, and the toluene, all the heavy products float to the bottom, the light products go to the top, and what's left in the middle is a dissolved solution of carbon 60 in the toluene. So basically using a high-performance liquid chromatography, fancy equipment to skim the top, skim the bottom, then they take that center section and evaporate the solvents off. Now, when they dry the solvents off, all the volatile solvents come off, but they're still mechanically trapped in with the carbon particles, and it's also chemically bonded to the carbon 60 molecule, the solvent. So you do get trace solvents out there with all these other products. They say they're solvent free, but they're volatile solvent free. So the trap solvents are a big difference. And our process is a completely different process. I developed it cold. I didn't study. We needed some carbon 60 for an experiment. I'm an inventor, and I was at my friend's laboratory. We went over there, and he said, "Hey, we want to use some carbon 60 as a lubricant." And being a aerospace carbon engineer for decades and been working with carbon most all my life, I said, "You know, I think I know how to make that." You know, just out of the blue. And so, you know, I've had a laboratory since I've been 8 years old, and so I went to my laboratory. Set up some equipment, and, you know, about 3 weeks later, I produced a tiny speck about a period, a dot at the end of a sentence, about that much carbon 60. And I said, oh my gosh, this is going to be difficult. You know, so I tweaked the process time and time again, and end up filling the whole room up with a cloud of carbon 60 powder. So, But it turned out to be, we had a test that is very clean and very, very stable. There's no toxicity, and the particle size is the biggest thing. Besides a trace amount of toxicity you get with these other carbon 60 products, it's the particle size is when they dry those solvents off. You ever see mud dry and mud crack? Well, that's what happens. All the particles get closer and closer together. The moisture in between those particles evaporates, and the particles get closer and closer, and they all stick together. So you have this big chunk of mud or a big chunk of carbon 60, and their particle size, we're 200,000 times smaller. So they got an army of one. We have an army of 200,000 carbon 60 molecules going after everybody. So the particle size is huge. It's a bioavailability that makes it work.
So now this is basically what most people, if they really get down and dirty in the trenches and start looking at this stuff, this is basically something you would use to detox from more severe situations, right?
Well, carbon's a known detoxify. If you take a poison in your stomach, they will give you, you know, activated charcoal. Now, activated charcoal is a detoxifier, and the way that works, well, you got like a sponge will adsorb things, you know, like a sponge. It's absorption. It soaks into the sponge. Then you got adsorption, where actually the particles like statically stick to the carbon activated charcoal, and that's what you have with activated charcoal. It's an electrostatic stick. The toxin sticks to the charcoal, and then it passes out your body. Now, carbon 60 is a similar method of works, but carbon 60 actually, instead of a static charge, it gives an electron to the positively charged toxin, and so it neutralizes the toxin, so it can't do any damage. So they're all very similar. How they work, you know, activated charcoal, they use in water filters to purify your water. It's a known cleanser, you know, for cleaning up, soaking up toxins and neutralizing them.
Well, see, here again, for those of you who have been in the medical profession like myself and have seen this actually go down, when people get poisoning, and we're talking about a multitude of different things, but when they ingest a poison for some reason and they go the route of activated charcoal, that is a procedure known as gastric lavage. I've seen it performed in the ER at KU Medical Center when I was doing my rotation, and it's kind of a weird situation because they actually pump the liquid activated charcoal down in your system. It sucks up all the poisons in your stomach, and then they suck it back out. And so you literally see black ooze coming out of the person's mouth, if you can get a visual of what I'm doing. But this is how they get it, the detoxify the poisons that are in the stomach through a means of gastric lavage. Now, the carbon 60, which I'm holding up right here for those of you watching us on the live stream, we're talking about the scientific issues involving this product right now, because this goes into the system and stays in the system, doesn't have to be pumped out, and it acts as a natural detoxifier, if I'm getting this right.
Yes, you are. Toxins, by definition, are electron stealers. They come in your body and steal electrons. That's where the activated charcoal attaches to the toxin and so forth. But the activated charcoal, that's very large in size. I mean, it stays in your you know, if you left it in your body, it would stay in your, you know, your stomach, your esophagus, and then go through your intestines. It's not small enough to pass through the intestine walls and get into the bloodstream or anything like that. Where the carbon 60 is small enough, you know, you put it on in your mouth as soon as it starts going through your tongue. very quickly because the particles are so small. They penetrate skin, bones, muscles, everything. And like I said, it'll reach an organ in 5 minutes if you put it on topically. People have noticed significant results, and sometimes in a very short period of time applying it topically. But when it gets in your system, it goes systemic throughout your body in about 2 minutes. It gets everywhere, pretty much. It circulates around your blood, gets in your system, and it starts going to work right away. It's like putting magnets together. You put magnets together, one plus one minus, they stick immediately. Same thing with the carbon-60 molecule. You have a negative available charge of the electron that's on the carbon-60 molecule and a positive charge of the toxin or the free radical. Free radicals are molecules in your body missing electrons. And then any doctor will tell you that's a common denominator for all health issues is these positive charged free radicals. You give it an electron, it's immediately problem solved.
So is that an atomic chart I see on the wall behind you there, Bob?
Yeah, that's a periodic table. It's a nice one. It's got, you know, a lot of the periodic tables you look for nowadays, they only got like three things. They tell the density, they tell you what it is. This thing's got about 20 of them on each one. The size, the radius, the charge, you know, it's a pretty conclusive periodic chart.
You know, the thing I notice about that when we're talking about carbon, I mean, carbon, it's like everything has carbon in it. But the kind of thing, I mean, you've studied this, obviously, being an engineer as you are, but you've studied this to the point now where, see, there are the carbon that everything is made up of in the earth. And then you have carbon C60, which is totally different. And I'm curious as to carbon 60 in of itself. And what makes this different from every other carbon that's out there in the world? Because everything's made of carbon. So what is this is not synthesized. This is a naturally occurring substance.
It's a naturally occurring. It's found in space. They found it out in space. They find it when a lightning strikes a tree and burns the carbon that's on the tree at a really hot temperature. Some of it comes back as carbon 60. It'll form naturally. Same thing in a candle wick. There's a very little trace amount of carbon 60 in a candle wick because of the flame, the combustion, and some of it reforms. So yeah, it's found everywhere. It's found. It's a natural product. You know, we have a special conversion process that I developed that makes it unique. Basically, how it works, it donates electrons or shares electrons, and that's the key factor on what makes it work.
So now you mix this with sunflower oil. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. There was a study when I discovered the process to produce clean carbon 60. That was in 2012, the summer of 2012. And concurrently at the same time, there was a study done on carbon 60. I didn't discover carbon 60. That was done in 1985. But I've discovered a process to produce clean carbon 60. So that's the designating difference. In 1985. Did I say 1965? 1985 when it was discovered. But yeah, it's a very small particle. It's very clean. People started. We put it in sunflower oil when there was testing done. Carbon 60 was a new product. They were using it in solar cells. They were using it as a lubricant, and a lot of people were getting exposed to it. So it was tested, and they published the results in 2012 in the University of Paris in France. That when they gave it to laboratory rats, they tried to toxify them, the rats, with the carbon 60 to see if there was any toxicity threshold. They never could find a threshold of toxicity. And actually, and this is the big kicker that got things off the ground with carbon 60, the rats, it doubled their lifespan. They lived 90% longer, you know, because they didn't have any tumors or anything. Rats eat garbage and junk and rotten food. So they're subject to growing tumors in their body. And that's typically the main reason the rats pass away is of all these tumor growth. So the carbon 60 prevented that in the rats. And that in 2012, that was published. And everybody used in their study, they used olive oil in their study with the rats. So there are other companies out there that sell carbon 60 products and they use olive oil. Well, I'm a research scientist and a test engineer, so I tested a variety of different oils. I tested sunflower oil and olive oil, grapeseed oil, coconut oil, a variety of different oils, and sunflower oil came out at the top. And I know a lot of people don't like seed oils because sunflower seed oils, they say they got a lot of high omega-6s. But the one we have is cold pressed, so it's got lower amounts of the linoleic acid, so there's no problems with it. So I mean, we selected the best. It's a shelf life of the oil. You know, olive oil comes over on the boat, sits on the shipping container in the sun at 110 degrees. When it gets here, it's partially rancid. When it comes over from Europe, it takes about 30 days across the Atlantic Ocean, and so it's partially rancid. So, you know, so we looked at an oil that had a much longer shelf life, had good stability, and sunflower oil came to the top. We still think it's the best. We still periodically have people say, well, why don't you try this? Why don't you look at this? But it still comes out the best.
All right. Now, our phone lines are open at 844-769-2944, because before you order this, I want to make sure you get all your questions answered. So if you have any, the inventor, Bob Greska, is with us on the phone. Do you need to drink a lot of water with taking C60 to help flush it into the system, or is this not necessary?
No, it's not really necessary. I mean, water is always good for you, but it's not a mandatory. It doesn't change anything. Just do your normal. It's very easy. There's no taste to it. Virtually no taste. If you really look at it and think about it, there's a little bit of sunflower oil taste, but you can't really tell. It's mostly an oily texture. And yeah, it's very black. It's got right there in that one serving, you've got over 100 billion carbon 60 molecules. 100 yep. billion in one serving.
Wow.
There's really a lot more than that, but people don't know what a trillion or quadrillion is. You know, it's hard to fathom. I have a hard time with those big numbers, and I've worked with them all my life.
Yeah, it's hard to fathom that, Bob, but I'll tell you what, this stuff is black, and you notice if you get any on your finger that it does have a kind of a greasy texture to it. It's lubricating. Yeah. And so, I mean, literally, I put it under my tongue. So does my wife. We're believers that if you put it under your tongue, you're going to get faster absorption. So that's what we do. I mean, is that necessary?
Not necessarily under your tongue. You can. It doesn't hurt. You get fast absorption. From what I understand, if you put it under your tongue, it goes to your brain quicker. So, you know, putting it in your mouth, I mean, I had one gentleman that he was having seizures in the back of his head, and he put it on his tongue, and when, you know, in short order, you know, his seizure stopped, you know, very, very, very quickly, you know. Wow. So we have a lot of, matter of fact, there was a study done on traumatic brain injuries on with mice at Denver University here, where they actually unfortunately thumped some mice on the head and gave them a traumatic brain injury. And the ones that gave carbon 60, they recovered the baseline in 7 days, which is kind of unheard of, where the other ones that did not get the carbon 60 were still, you know, still aloof. They were still, you know, distressed. So carbon 60 really helped them with their brain issues. And it helps a lot of people with their memory, their clarity of mind, their brain fog, so to speak, people notice that typically in about 8 to 10 days, about 80% of the people report clarity of mind.
Wow. Dustin in Michigan, you're on the phone with Bob Greska. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, very interesting topic. I was wondering, you said that the carbon 60 gives up the electron easily. I was wondering if that substance would make a good coating for a current collector for batteries. And along that lines, how much different is carbon 60 than graphene?
Well, you know, they are using graphene in batteries, and the difference between carbon 60 and graphene is that carbon 60 is in a spherical shape, and that's what gives it its structure, and it's structurally strong. It looks like a soccer ball here. I've got one up on the screen right now, and it's made out of pentagons and hexagons. So it's structurally strong so we can give up an electron without collapsing. And that's the beauty of it. It can give up, donate, or share an electron. It also pick up electrons, too. It goes both ways. But now the graphene itself is a flat sheet. It looks like chicken wire. So that's a different. And they are using that in batteries. They use that. Remember the old D-size batteries? That's carbon in there. You know, it's basically
activated. I realize that, and that's why I was wondering with the spherical shape if it could get rid of the problem with the graphene, which is it's 1 million times more conductive than copper in the plane that it's in, but not necessarily off transversely. I was wondering if this kind of an atom would or this kind of a molecule would facilitate that better. And have you been approached by anybody to try it?
Well, we've tried it ourselves. I've tried the conductivity of it, but see now the carbon 60 molecule will conduct electricity around the sphere, but from sphere to sphere to sphere, no, there's no conduction. So carbon 60 is non-conductive. So it, just through its own sphere, that's about it. Whereas the graphene, being a flat sheet, is conductive like on an axis, and they can, like you say, they can skew that. If you roll up some chicken wire and you can roll it up perfectly so it meets up really nice, or then you can skew the seam a little bit, and that changes the conductivity of the nanotube you have at that point. So they're doing a lot of work on, you know, research with studying the conductivity and using carbon nanotubes and graphene and batteries and so forth and such. But carbon 60 itself, there's no conduction outside of the sphere itself. So there hasn't been.
Yeah, that sounds like they would complement themselves in a battery situation like that. You need to have the separator there. That's why I'm wondering if it could expand the life of the separator. Anyway, I was just thinking outside the box, but thank you. Continue on, please.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, Dustin. Outside the box is always good. We like that because, see, people are thinking about this stuff. And, you know, it's amazing. We're doing pre-orders right now. And of course, you get an introductory price of $89, and this is a 45 days supply. And now, Bob, as far as people taking this, is this something that you order on a regular basis to detoxify and keep your system detoxified, and you just keep taking this ad infinitum ad nauseum, or is there a point in time where you don't have to take it anymore once you've tried it?
Well, it depends on your body. If you can take something long enough and keep it in check and keep it working, and then you're probably good. But most people do can come back. We have repeat customers with this product. People notice initially, they notice an improvement of their quality of life, their aging process. And we'll get into a little bit about aging. But they'll notice their quality of their life improve, and then it will continue to improve as it goes on. Now, I've been on this product as well since 2012. I got exposed in the laboratory to quite a bit of it. And let me tell you a brief little story about that. When I was exposed to it, I was breathing it in my lungs. It's so hard to contain. The molecule is so small that it's very, very hard to contain. So I was trying to trap it, and I couldn't. But I filled the room up, my laboratory, with this black dust. And I inhaled it into my lungs. And noticing that the room was, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a mad scientist in there all day. And I get out at the end of the day, I open a door and the light comes in and the whole room's full with this dust. I said, oh, gosh, did I just, you know, this was the beginning stages in 2012. I said, you know, did I just toxify myself? I didn't know. And let me say this. I'll say, excuse me, but my stools were black charcoal for 3 days. So I ingested at least 100 bottles worth of carbon. And so then, but I had no negative effects. There was no downside. There was no lung issues. It went into my lung and it went into my blood and everything like that. I didn't have any negative, except for black stools, but that was it. It was just a color. I felt the cleansing of my body, tremendous cleansing, but you know, that's only a feeling. It's not really a quantitative scientific study, but I did feel like it was cleansed, but no negative, no downside, no side effects. And so that evening after doing that, I went home and I got on the computer and I started reading everything I could about carbon 60 because I didn't know what happened, and then realized that this was going to be a very healing molecule. There were two companies out there selling at the time that I did this in 2012. there were two companies selling carbon 60 as a dietary supplement. Of course, it was a solvent extracted carbon 60. There was one out of California and one out of Czechoslovakia. So I said, huh, wow, they're selling this and they've got contaminated, you know, carbon 60. Mine is clean and pure. So I started, that's when I started a supplement business. I went out there and went, I went door to door and knocked on doors and gave it to gymnasiums and chiropractors and holistic type doctors. And I remember walking into this gym and there were these two big guys there, you know, they came out of the, you know, gym and I gave them my 15-minute spiel, you know, said, hey, this, you take this product, you're going to be able to lift more weights, do more reps, and not have any delayed onset muscle soreness. And they told me later when I walked out the door, they laughed behind my back. They said, nothing does that. It sat around for a week or so. And then they said, well, you know, they got curious. They said, come on, this guy came in here and told us. So they tried it. So 2 weeks later, they called me back and ordered 20 bottles. And that was my first, that was my first sale, my first brick and mortar that I got into. So it was pretty interesting.
You know, that in itself, Bob, speaks volumes. Wow. See, here's the other thing Dustin just mentioned was graphene. Now, mm-hmm. We start talking about graphene. The biggest fear that people have now, and this is the hype has been there, is the jab that 220 million people in the United States got, and the scientists and the frontline doctors that have been researching this stuff have said, graphene oxide is in the jabs that they've been giving people, and it's kind of like nanoparticle size razor blades. You were talking about a flat surface, and all of this just kind of boiled up in my head, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. We've had so many other people that have come on the show that have talked about the fact that if you take a C60, that it's going to get rid of the graphene oxide nanoparticles in your system, and I'm like, but how? Now I got to talk to somebody that actually knows about this, because we've been talking about graphene and you very eloquently explained the scientific difference between what C60 is and what graphene is. And what Dustin just said on the radio in his question prompted me to think about this. Can C60 actually rid the toxins of the jab out of your system?
Well, not necessarily rid the toxins like the graphene. There's three avenues of thought. There's a spike protein, there's a graphene oxide, there's excessive free iron. All of those cause oxidative stress, which is basically molecules missing electrons. So they all cause free radicals. So whichever method you believe in, but the carbon 60 will neutralize the free radicals. So in either case, it won't rid the process of doing it. Now, graphene will naturally process in your body. You know, that tiny razor blade things, they're so tiny. They pass through all kinds of cells by themselves anyways. Same thing with the carbon 60 molecules we make. They're 20 nanometers in diameter. Yeah. The graphene oxide is typically 50 nanometers. So they're relatively about the same size, but they pass through everything. They'll go through your skin, muscles. They'll go through a cell membrane. They're small enough to get and work at the mitochondria level, which, you know, if a cell in your body is the size of a two-bedroom house, and a car wash sponge is a mitochondria, you know, something about the size of a car wash sponge,
hold that thought. We'll be right back. We're at the break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wellness and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877 817 9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
We are back at 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time with Bob Greska. He is the inventor of Carbon 60. This particular one, Greska, he's got his name on it. During the break, we were talking about some really serious stuff that you're not privy to, or we're not privy to, that you're going to get privy to. Now, for those of you out there that have taken or know somebody that has taken the jab, there's been a lot of controversy in the medical profession. And yesterday we covered this on the show with Scott Shara about the medical profession putting out wellness kits that all have the synthesized garbage, big pharma drugs in them. And ivermectin is the only thing that was in there that was natural that we know of. Everything else was synthesized drugs, and they're selling these kits as an alternative to disease X or whatever that may be. We don't know what that is. All we know is that the same garbage they pitched to us the last time that caused 220 million Americans to run out and get a shot that allegedly was trying to alter their DNA. There's people out there listening to the show this morning that are of the belief, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but a lot of people have, and there's a German scientist that apparently was murdered in his apartment by German police for exposing graphene oxide and what it does in the system, like their miniature razor blades. And they go, you know, we just got into this conversation before we went to break, Bob Greska, about what these graphene oxide particles do and about what global, you know, there's been other people that have said that taking carbon C60 will get rid of the graphene oxide razor blades out of your system. What is going on with this thing as far as the DNA alteration, as far as what C60 is actually designed to do? And you have testimonials about people that have actually been hospitalized. I want to get to the bottom of this before we take Charles's call. Charles, stay right there. We're going to get to your phone call in a second. I want to get past all this because people, you got to stop with this fear-mongering garbage, which is why we're having this conversation. This is not an infomercial. This is some serious stuff going on here. And that's why we have Bob on the show, because carbon 60 is supposed to have a lot of detoxifying effects. But what it will do and what it won't do, we have to sift through this thing. And that's why I'm glad we have Bob on the show. Go ahead, Bob. I'll give you the floor.
Well, you've heard the jab, the vaccine, has caused oxidative stress, which causes basically will, you know, cause cancer. I mean, that's why you hear all this rapid cancer going on and everything like that. There was one test that they did with mice, and that's the published peer-reviewed PubMed publication, that they actually gave mice a control group. They gave the ones no carbon-60, and they gave ones carbon-60. Then they dosed the mice with a lethal dose of radiation, and the mice without the carbon-60 obviously died, and the ones with the carbon-60, they had no effect. So basically what happens is, you know, the radiation still had, you know, went into the mice with the carbon-60, and it knocked electrons off, because that's what radiation does. It's called ionizing radiation. It ionizes a molecule by knocking an electron off and making it positively charged. But with the carbon-60 available in the body, it goes right in there and puts an electron back on. So that's very similar to things that's happening with the vaccine. It's causing oxidative stress. You know, we're like this three, the three main methods are graphene oxide and what else? What is there? Those three things there. Graphene oxide, the spike protein, causing oxidative stress. And so carbon-60 will not, you know, stop, prevent that from happening, but it will keep it at bay. It will keep the damage at bay. It'll put electrons back on and stop that oxidative stress. So people that have, I've had one gentleman, he would, you know, I've had people that have had COVID, they've taken a bottle, the next day they're fine. Or taking a product, taking three doses, one that night, one the next morning, and one later. And within the day, they feel fine. I had one gentleman that was on his deathbed, and he drank a whole bottle. You know, his brother brought him a whole bottle of carbon-60. He drank the whole thing, and he walked out of that hospital the next day at 3 o'clock. He left the hospital. He was fine. It just turned his life around. I mean, most all health issues, no matter how they're caused by the vax or by whatever you get, they're all about these molecules missing electrons. And so if you give it, have electrons available, you know, consider this a bottle of electrons. You just take it and you got electron availability, and that's what your body runs on, is electrons.
Amazing. Charles in Ohio, go ahead with your question.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're well. I was just curious. I was curious about if there were any studies done specifically with your formulation, and I wondered if you've looked at all at the effect of the C60 on the Krebs cycle, the ATP on the DNA?
Well, I can say right there, I'm not that familiar with the Krebs cycle on the DNA, so I mean that's beyond my knowledge. But as far as you know, testing specifically with our carbon-60, there are available forms of pristine carbon-60. They're very, very clean. They've tested those. And those are the results. So specifically with our particular product, we did a small clinical trial on a biome study, and it flipped the biome. It was a female biome, and it turned the biome of these women that were tested from having very low good bacteria and high on the bad bacteria So it turned them around within 15 days. So we've done a small few small studies on it in that Denver University and so forth. But most of the carbon 60 studies have been done on the industrial grade carbon 60, which are clustered together and they're very large particles, and they have a trace amount of solvents in them. So ours is just more bioavailable just due to the size. And we have all the science. We tested it all, third-party tested. That's all on our website. You can take a look at all that if some of the science buffs out there and read into it.
The cage form, entraps sometimes, it takes the toxins on the inside of the cage and escorts them out the body?
You know, the carbon bond is very strong. You know, people that talk about, they talk about putting medicine inside the cage and it gets in your body and release it. There's no way. There's no way you can open this up, put something inside, get inside your body and let it open up and release it. It's impossible. The carbon bond is a very strong, some of these are double bonds. That's like carbon fiber. Carbon fiber has a double bond going in either direction, and that's what makes carbon fiber so strong. A third of these are double bonds. These white lines represent a bond. So, no, I don't believe you can open up the ball and put something in there and get it out again. It's just impossible.
Well, I appreciate that, Charles. Thanks. You got some real legitimate questions out there. Some of them rather scientific in nature, Charles. Charles is one of our science listeners out there that really is he's out there as far as his knowledge base, and we appreciate you, Charles. The thing is we talked during the break about DNA alteration and this jab, and once it gets inside your body, there are certain things that you're trying to fight: spike proteins, oxidative stress, and then there's this graphene oxide situation that you just explained, Bob Greska. You just explained about the fact that you're shedding this stuff on a regular basis. Is that right? Through the skin? These nanoparticles actually could escape through the skin, but it's undetermined whether or not C60 and what its impacts are or are not on graphene oxide.
It's undetermined as far as I can tell. I mean, we've had people with good results anecdotally, but, you know, scientifically proven, you know, peer-reviewed and published papers, you can Google carbon 60 and any health issue out there. Pick any health issue you want in carbon 60 in your Google search, and you will find a paper on it. You know, and it will, and all the benefits you show, most of them are going to be very, very positive. There's a few out there that are negative, but that's because of the solvents that accumulate, or they had the oil that they used went rancid, and the laboratory animals died because of the rancidity of the oil, and not really the carbon's inert. I mean, carbon, you know, we eat food to get carbon. All of our plants, our vegetables, our fish, our meat, they're all carbon based. That's why we eat food, to get carbon. And your body puts those, processes that carbon, puts it into generates the ATP for the energy of your body, and it puts it into these pentagon and hexagonal rings, which is what these are made out of, pentagons and hexagons, and it puts them into that format, and those are the basic building blocks for your RNA, your DNA, many nucleotides in your body. So that's why a lot of it comes from carbon. We're carbon-based life forms. So it's not a foreign product to your body at all. You're very used to it. Without it, you wouldn't be here.
That's true. Brady in Vegas, I knew you'd be chiming in on this conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I was wondering if the carbon 60 protects against the 5G frequencies that our government is hitting us with, and along with the graphene, is it causing us to be sicker? Do we have anything protection with the C60?
Yes, you would. Actually, the 5G frequencies, the higher the frequency, this is the way frequencies work. If you have one frequency, let me draw it across the picture here. You got one frequency that goes like this. Okay, that's a frequency of 1 hertz. Okay, there's an electron there. There's a minimum probability that frequency, that waveform, is going to hit that electron. But if you put a billion of them going up and down here, or a million of them, you know, going like this up and down, the frequency is really, really great. The probability of that higher frequency hitting an electron and knocking an electron off causing the ionizing radiation. That's why your X-rays, your gamma rays, your very, very high frequencies, the probability of that waveform hitting an electron and knocking it off is much, much greater. So yes, the 5G frequencies are more dangerous. Will carbon-60 protect you from, well, it does with the mice when they were exposed to, you know, radiation. If there's an event of a nuclear blast going on, I'm downing a whole bottle of this, right? You know, that's what I'm doing, because I know that it'll put the electrons back on that the frequencies knock off, and 5Gs do knock off electrons. That's why it's a problem.
Well, see, and we had one of our callers call one time and say, well, I've had my thyroid removed, and we were talking about another product we sell that basically takes and replaces the bad iodine in your thyroid. But if you don't have a thyroid, what iodine is there to replace? You're coming out with a whole different twist on this thing. So people who do not have thyroids because they've been removed because of cancer, all of a sudden now you have another substitute to bring balance back to the body. We have a lot of people out there, Bob, that have called us that. And because, Brady, thank you for that. You brought up 5G. We have people out there that are EMF sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
And they have real problems with this, and it's causing. So you're basically telling me that this stuff, once it gets in the system, tell me about the chemical reaction with carbon and EMF.
Well, the EMFs, again, they knock off the electrons, and the carbon 60 will give an electron and put that electron back on your molecule. So, you know, EMFs cause free radicals. Carbon-16 neutralizes free radicals by donating that electron. It's very simple. It's the exchange of the electron. We have a testimony on the website, somebody that lived next to a radio frequency tower, and they were bombarded with, you know, and they took the carbon-60 product, and within a few days they were fine. The net effect was zero because the carbon-60 put the electrons back on.
And so they didn't continue to take this for a long period of time, or do they just say, hey, we're such believers in it now, we're taking it on a regular basis and we're not going to quit?
They take it on a regular basis to keep it in their system, or they move away from the source of contamination. You know, just like 200 years ago, right now we have air, food, and water. They all got, you can't get away from contaminants, toxins in the air, food, and water. And every toxin steals an electron. You know, 200 years ago, we didn't have this problem of toxins that we have like we have nowadays, because we've concentrated all these chemicals into one location and we have a spill and they're released and toxins go out there and steal electrons, you know, from, you know, they get into pollution of the air, they get into our water streams and get into our drinking water, and they're everywhere, air, food, and water. And so you can't get away from nowadays. So carbon-60 neutralizes those toxins, and you have a higher quality of life. I'll guarantee it, because I see thousands of testimonies of people that are calling in. And if anybody wants to call in and talk to me, feel free, call in, and we'll tell you anecdotal stories of people with your situation. We have enough of stories. We covered about every health issue there is out there. So, yeah, give us a call, and we'll talk to you. Yeah.
And Brady, any other questions? Got callers holding. Okay, thanks, Brady. Appreciate that. Eric in Nebraska, you're on with Bob Greska. Go ahead.
I didn't know if you covered this or not, but how does your C60 compare to the Super C60 that Edward Group sells for like $200 a bottle?
Well, the Supercharged C60, you know, he developed that a while back. And, of course, I've been in this market for a while now. Now, he calls his product Super C60, but it used to have on the label, it says micron activated charcoal or activated carbon. So basically, from what he did in the past, you know, he's since taken that micro activated carbon or charcoal off of his label. He still calls it C60, but from what I understand, what he was doing, he was jet milling carbon activated charcoal. In other words, you grind, you spin it around to get it down to a very, very small size. So, yeah, it is more bioavailable at the smaller size. But from what he said on his label, it was, you know, activated carbon. And it also says C60. People use that word all the time. So I'm not sure exactly how he does this process now. But in the past, he was micronizing activated charcoal.
See, there's a lot of concerns out there, and okay. We brought that up. Okay, Eric, I appreciate that. Thank you for getting the delineation out there, because people are trying to discern what's right on and what's not. And like I said, this is far from an infomercial, because we have been talking so much about the scientific protocols of C60 and what they've done. And of course, that answers the question of how this compares to other products on the market. And you said that if, in fact, we had like a nuclear exchange, or if we had EMP, I'm not sure how that's going to be relative, because that's going after electrical circuits. However, mm-hmm. what happens when a power plant that's fueled with nuclear rods takes off, and we have all these mini Chernobyls all over the United States, and you don't have some of this product on your shelf, you're in trouble. That's my understanding. Am I right?
Yeah, I believe you're correct there, because it does, you know, there, like I said, the mouse study where they irradiated mice and they gave them the carbon-60, it definitely helped them. The radiation was non-existent to the mice with the carbon-60.
All right, so folks, if you've been watching the live stream and you've seen this bottle that I'm holding in my hand, this is basically what one person takes, and this is a 45-day supply. And whether you stay on this or not, and it depends on, again, Bob, you've had people that have taken this stuff, and how many times a day do you recommend taking it? Because I've been taking it once a day.
Yeah, once a day is good. Mornings is preferred. And when you initially take it, you want to take it in the mornings, because if you take it in the evenings, you're going to turn on those brain cells that have been dormant because they've been missing electrons. And you want to stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning and do your taxes. You want to get up and do something. So no, you don't want to do that in the evening. You know, once you get used to it, people report much better sleep, you know, much better overall health, you know, pain, health issues, just go away, because they're all caused by free radicals. And if you neutralize a free radical, that pain or problem disappears. It has. And, you know, anecdotally, we have thousands of examples. So, and I believe in anecdotal better than I do of a clinical trial, you know, and that's why and clinical trials are very expensive, and it depends how much you pay them, how good of a result you're going to get sometimes too.
That's amazing, because see, it's all natural. And of course we, you know, because of the fact that it's, you know, people are worried about GMO, they're worried about gluten-free, other conditions where carbon is affected inside the body, like diabetes and stuff like that. I mean, what kind of testimonials do we have for that?
Well, if you have an organ that's not working properly, it's most likely because there's molecules or a high concentration of molecules in that organ that are missing electrons. And if they're defunct. Now, if you look at too many free radicals, too highly densely packed close together, whatever that is, whether it's a myelin sheath of your nerve system, whether it's in your brain, whether it's in your muscles, if you got too many of them, too highly concentrated, that's where the problem is. You have free radicals throughout your entire body, but your body, you know, naturally gets rid of them. But as you get older, that process declines, and with the event of more toxins coming into the body, we're overridden. So you want to keep that overridden toxins at check, to minimize the problems of the toxins, are eliminated by neutralizing the toxin with the free electrons from the carbon-60 molecules.
Right. Now they see the other.
There's never been anything like this before in history. I mean, carbon-60, it's the nature of the molecule. There's nothing else that's been like this, that's been this small and able to donate electrons. You know, those antioxidants you get in foods, but they're huge. They're very, very, very large, like red wines and grapes and berries. You know, they're all available out there, but the breakthrough is the size of the molecule and the shape of it and its ability to do what it does. It works like an antioxidant, very, very similar, but just much smaller in size.
Okay, but the thing we want to stress here, because we had this conversation during the break, and I want to make sure that people understand this. For those of you who have loved ones out there that were duped by our government into taking this gene therapy shot, and I know I got your attention now, we have talked specifically as far as carbon-60, what it does and what it won't do regarding trying to restore the DNA molecules in the body that this jab was designed to alter. Can you elaborate on that, Bob?
Well, once the DNA changes in molecule in your body, I don't believe there's any way you can correct that. But you can correct the negative effects that the jab has caused, and as far as, you know, producing the frequent oxidative stress, the free radicals in your body, you can keep that at bay. But I don't know if there's anything yet. I know the frontline doctors, they're all for carbon 60, and some of them are. Matter of fact, some of them purchase it and resell it on their website. So it's in the results we've seen with people that have taken it, it does help. It does keep it at bay. I have people that have, you know, things showing up on their skin. They put it on there and they slow down. They disappear. They go away. You know, it's very, very, you can put it on topically, which is great. You don't need a whole lot to put it on topically. Take it internally, daily, every day. Once a day is plenty. I have people with more severe cases that take it twice a day, you know, if they got a really serious health issue. But that's about it. Once or twice a day is plenty.
There you have it. We are out of time for today. But Bob Kreska, man, we got rid of the entire whole hour's worth of information here, folks. I know you've probably got a lot of questions. The thing is that Bob has already made the website available. It's www.c-60.com. We have it available at the Power Mall by pre-order. We have an introductory price. You can go to thepowermall.com and get on there and order as many bottles as you want. At the same time, at the introductory price, at the same time, also, the Power Mall is open at 877-817-9029. Call up right now, pre-order. When we get the shipment in, we will send it right to you. And in the meantime, Bob Kreska, always great to have you on board here at the Power Mall. C60, carbon 60, right here, folks. Bob Greska's got the formula. We'll see you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.